B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be safe with me. What is it? What the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line. It's how you get in. If you got something to say, use that line. You leave us a message. It's real easy. Nobody will challenge you. Boom, you hang up. We review them. You may make it on the show.
A pouch that looks like a Samson luggage. I don't know, Mike. I'm looking down. Is there a part of the middle of that I'm not aware of? Or were you in a hot tub with a kangaroo?
Dude. I'm telling you, this was the grossest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Oh,
I mean, first of all, I didn't realize that some dudes were in there naked. You know, I got a bathing suit on. I get into the spa, the big spa pool.
When was this?
It wasn't that long ago. And then something, but just the older guys, they go in naked. It's like that's the thing. They're naked. They don't care what they look
like.
Is
it men only or are women there too?
No, it was men only. Yeah. It was a men only spa. But they're in there. But the guy got up and like, stepped like on the got on the steps to get out of the pool and I looked and I went, what?
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, it was like Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Now, I can vouch for that. The older guys at the gym or wherever, whenever there's optional nudity, if the older guys are going to not make it optional, it's mandatory for them. In the gym, they're walking around. You have a towel. They have a towel over their shoulder.
All willy nilly.
Sure.
I'm telling you, it was a duffel bag hanging.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen to this guy talking about the Sixers all about family and Butler, and we get rid of Jimmy. You know what family will get you? Family gets you got, Michael. We need Jimmy Butler to win. I don't care what he does. We need to keep Jimmy Butler.
I don't understand that the Sixers are a family comment at all. What are they doing? They read Mother Goose to kids? Like, they're playing ball here.
You ever realize how weird people talk from Delaware County? I never picked up on it until I moved out of state, and then I moved back, and I hear people say things like, yeah, I'm going to the movies, but first we're going to stop at Wawa and get a hoagie. I'm not drinking soda, though. I'm getting some water. And last night, my crick overflowed.
Actually, three, four pretty good examples there.
That's not just Delco, though.
Yeah, it's not just Delco, but it's Philly.
Oh, yeah,
it's heavy Delco.
Yeah, the Northeast has some Delco.
Northeast
has some Delco.
Yeah, we do.
Like Nat will say, and I used to do this, too, like M-I-N-E.
Mine.
And she goes, mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Philly thing.
Mine.
As far as your Jimmy Butler thing goes, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Because I think the Sixers can win with him or without him. Now, with Jimmy Butler, when he has his game face on and he comes to play, there's nobody better. But when he takes time, you know, he takes a game off, he really takes the game off.
Well, I don't know who they're going to be without him. Honestly, you're going to make a case the Sixers are going to beat who in a 7-game series without Jimmy Butler? Or who takes up that spot?
Oh, man, shout out to Todd McGinnis. I remember 4 or 5 years ago when he had to fake his enthusiasm on these Sixers games. I listened to it last night in the car. I love it. Oh, there's a Ben Simmons deal and a tag. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, get excited, Philadelphia. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, Todd McGinnis, you are the man.
Rocks the rim with a two-hand jam. Rimming no.
You go, yeah, rimming no.
Rimming no.
That's a good one.
Like, I got to disagree with you. Flyers fans aren't beaten down, but I think Flyers fans are more upbeat than ever. I think the Flyers people organization, they finally figured it out, and that's why these changes have finally been made. Now, if you really want to turn it around for Flyers, I'm telling you, just like here in baseball, we got to make a big splash. Free agency, we got to do something. We got to bring in some kind of a name.
They finally figured out what? What did they figure? Did I miss something? Am I missing something? What did they figure out?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad they figured it out.
Hey, this is Dave from Center City, and I just like to call it the sound off every single day to spew out really important statistics that are impressive, and it come out with a little sarcasm every single day on sound off. Bravo.
What was that? I didn't even hear it.
That was a a Dave from Center City impersonator.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What was he saying? What was he saying?
He was saying, I'd like to give a statistic and then get off with the bravo or something like that. Like he always says, like, bravo to the 18 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
All right. That's all.
Okay, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.